Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And it's our TOEIC unit of this month, so that's all about sort of business English, English in the office, that sort of thing. And today we're looking at managing our money and dealing with budgets. So would you say you're a good money manager?
I take my money and I put it in a bank.
Oh,
amazing, right?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty incredible.
I don't even do that.
Okay, well, at least I'm doing something.
Yeah, I earn my money and then I give it to my wife.
Give it away to people. Yes.
She's my accountant.
Okay, and she puts it in other places.
Yes,
hopefully.
She's in charge.
Okay.
What about being in charge of a whole group's money?
I don't know.
You're in a band, so who takes care of the bank's overall, the band's funds?
The singer's wife.
Okay. I've been in like a drama group, but I've never been the group's treasurer.
Okay.
Who kind of records everybody's paid money. So
that's right.
Somebody's got to do that job, and it's super important, but it's never been me. So I'm looking forward to this article. I may learn a lot. So let's start by reading through day one, which is a conversation in an office.
Reading. Managing a department budget.
I just took a look at our department's budget for next year.
Me too. It's less than what we had this year.
It's disappointing, but sales haven't gone up. We'll just have to work within the new budgets now.
Speaking of that, I'm thinking about taking a management course about finances.
Really? What will the course cover?
Basically, it's about how to most effectively use a company budget. Do you want to take the course with me?
I think it sounds like a good course, but I know the basics. I can handle things just fine.
In my opinion, there's always something new we can learn. Barbara took the course last year, and her department is now always under budget and ahead of schedule. Here, just take a look at the course's brochure.
So that's why Barbara is so successful? I guess I could take this course after all.
So we start with a chap called Rick, and Rick says, I just took a look at our department's budget for next year. Okay, so what he did was take a look at something. Take a look at something basically means the same as look at, but if you take a look at something, you do it by choice. You do it deliberately in order to find out information, find an answer to something, and so on. You look at something, it might just happen. If you take a look at something, you go, I will look at that, and I do it. Here's an example. I asked the doctor to take a look at the lump on my hand.
That's a good thing to have a doctor take a look at.
Yeah.
And if you're good with money, people might ask you to take a look at their budget. A budget, here we're using it as a noun, it's basically a spending plan. It's sort of a plan on how you're going to spend and save your money. If you're saving for something like college, paying for university, buying a car, taking a big holiday, you know, for months or even years before, you might say, right, I make this much money, I spend this much money, so I want to save this much money. You write down all the different ways you make money, all the different ways you spend. You kind of have a plan for your spending and your saving and all of that kind of thing. If you're making a budget, we can also use it as a verb. I have to budget because I want to go to Europe next year or something like that. Basically, you just want to make sure you're not wasting your money or using it in ways that is not really the best or the most organized. For example, John has made a budget for his holiday next year. Not only will he make a budget to save money for the holiday, but when he's on holiday, he'll also have a budget so he doesn't waste it on expensive souvenirs or things like that.
Okay, and Carrie, who's also in this conversation, she says, me too. So she's looked at the department's budget or their money plan as well. And she says, it's less than what we had last year.
They have less money to spend.
Yeah, they don't have quite as much to spend on different things. They're going to have to plan carefully.
All right, well, that's not a disaster, but it does make things a little more difficult. So it's disappointing, but sales haven't gone up. Yeah, it's disappointing. It's kind of a letdown. But why? Why don't we have a big budget? Sales haven't gone up. If the company isn't making money, it makes it hard for the company to spend money. And for the staff, this could be disappointing. Exactly. This adjective basically means something that is a letdown. You had high hopes, but it didn't really work out. So you thought your team was going to win the game, but then the other team scored the last minute. You were so excited to go to the beach this weekend, but it's going to rain all day on Saturday. So that feeling is the feeling of disappointment. The thing, whatever happened, is disappointing. For example, this is a disappointing movie. I thought it would be better. How many times have you seen an ad for a movie and thought, that movie looks amazing? And then you go and you go, that movie was boring and silly and I wasted 2 hours of my life. How disappointing.
Okay, so they are disappointed, which is the ED to describe how you feel. But Rick is just going to go, oh, well, we'll have to live with it, basically. Mm-hmm. He says, we'll just have to work within the new budgets now. Mm-hmm. To work within a budget means you spend only that amount. You don't spend more than you have. You limit what you can do.
All right. So, yes, planning your money, planning your spending, controlling your spending, and thinking about it is very, very important. All right, so we're talking about money. Well, Carrie and Rick are. And this actually causes Carrie to think about something and say, speaking of that, I'm thinking about taking a management course about finances. So when we often start a sentence with speaking of that, we're talking about something that has the same general idea. It's the same basic topic, all right? So they were talking about money. Now she's talking about money, but more about a personal thing. She is going to take a management course, but of course that will help with budgets in the future. So yes, part of working in a company or being a boss means planning budgets, but it also means managing people, controlling the business, making plans for the future. All of this can be covered by management.
That is right. Management is the ideas and practice, so how to manage, how to be a manager, and the actions of being in charge of other people or in charge of particular tasks or a set of tasks.
The skills a boss needs to have.
Exactly. Now, the word management can also be used to mean kind of all of the company's managers as a general noun.
Ah.
So all the different bosses, the CEO, all of those people, they are the management. They are management.
So not the secretaries or the workers or people like that, but
the bosses,
people in charge.
Yeah. But here, we just mean we're talking about the practice of managing something, in this case, finances, so money management and how to look after your money. Here's another example with management. On this management training course, we learned how to deal with difficult employees.
Managing people and how they work together. That's a whole other part of management. But finance is what we're interested in here. Finance, well, that relates to budgets because finance is basically things to do with money. How money is made, how money is spent, how it's saved, how you can avoid wasting it. Your personal finance is your money, the money you make, what you do with it. Do you put it in a bank? Do you buy stocks? Do you hide it in a hole in your garden? That could be finance. But of course, we can talk about business, corporate finance, or national governments have money as well. So this is all to do with finance, stock markets, loans, banks, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, Rick seems interested in the idea of this course and says, really, what will the course cover? Now here, cover is being used to basically mean what's it about? What topics will be discussed and taught during the course? That's what he means.
Okay, so Carrie explains, basically, it's about how to most effectively use a company budget. So it's about finance and money management in a company here. Of course, when you're doing it in a company or for your own life, you want to manage your money effectively. This adverb basically means in a useful way. way. You're doing it so it has a good effect, so you don't waste things, so you don't make mistakes, so you don't make plans for things that will never happen. No, you want to do things so there's very little waste and everything works as well as it can, so it works effectively. For example, if you only study Japanese for a week, you can't expect to speak it effectively. You might learn 10 or 20 words, but you can't go to Japan and walk around talking to everyone.
No. Okay, so this is all about how to use money well, this course. Carrie then says to Rick, do you want to take the course with me? You know, they've both been kind of saying, well, we'll have to work with this new, smaller budget. If we both take the course, we'll both be better at how we can use that budget.
Okay, but Rick thinks he already has some experience in this area. He says, I think it sounds like a good course, but I know the basics. So he's thinking maybe the course is a little too simple. Mm-hmm. Maybe he studied something like this years ago in university or something like that.
Okay, and then Rick says, I can handle things just fine.
He seems quite confident with his skills.
So Rick says he can handle things. He can handle this new budget. He doesn't need to learn new skills. If you can handle something, then that means you're able to deal with or cope with something that could be difficult, troublesome, or time-consuming. If you can handle it, it won't be too much for you. You'll be able to do it successfully. If you can't handle it, then it's going to be too difficult. You won't really be able to do it. Here's an example of that second one. David can't handle responsibility, so he'll never be a good manager.
All right, well, Carrie's listened to what Rick says, and she understands he has some knowledge, but Carrie says, in my opinion, there's always something new we can learn. So this is her opinion. This is what she thinks. When we use this phrase, in my opinion, or in his opinion, I'm telling what I think or what another person thinks. Doesn't mean it's the truth and the only way to think, but you asked me what I think, this is what I think, this is my opinion, or in my opinion, this is what I think. So basically, she's kind of saying, I understand you've taken this or you know this stuff, but really, you can learn more, even if you know some of it. There will be other things that you don't know.
Yeah, and she gives an example to support this opinion.
Okay.
She says, Barbara took the course last year, and her department is now always under budget and ahead of schedule.
Oh.
So in that last sentence, we use the word schedule. You'll sometimes hear British people saying schedule. It'll be more of a sh sound instead of a sk sound. Both are correct, but schedule is more common for North American speakers. So a schedule is a plan for carrying out a process or a procedure, and it's kind of a list of all the things you need to do and the times when they will or need to happen. So we talked about Barbara's department being ahead of schedule. This means you're finishing things before they need to be finished, which is great for workplaces. We could also use schedule to mean your own personal timetable, when you're busy, when you're free. So you could say, I'll check my schedule and see when we can meet. When we're talking about more of an overall plan or schedule, we could say, since the project is behind schedule, we've hired an extra person to help deal with the work.
Okay, so Carrie's allowing Rick to get a bit more information, and she's got something that will help with that. She says, here, just take a look at the course's brochure.
Ooh.
Ah, yeah, so brochure is a very useful thing to get a bit more information about something. This is a noun. Basically, brochures are used for advertising or for information. It's kind of just like a book with two pages, basically. You could take a piece of paper, it might be folded up, you'd have a picture on each side or writing on all the different sides. We often collect these things for free around businesses or hospitals or government buildings, around schools, just to kind of give you some news, give you more information about the special things that they're offering that they're trying to let people know about. So the brochure will give you more information, and probably you'll be able to find a phone number or a website address to go to get even more information.
Okay, so Rick takes this, he maybe has a quick look, and after thinking about this course and what Barbara's done, he says, so that's why Barbara's so successful. Ah. Like, oh, that explains why she's doing so well. Mm-hmm. She took this course, she got the information, and therefore her department is running much better because she knows how to deal with all these financial matters.
There you go.
Rick then adds, I guess I could take this course after all.
So he's changed his mind.
Pretty much. This phrase, after all, is used to mean after all the information has been considered. And we kind of use it to talk about this is either the final decision or the final idea or sometimes the most important thing in a particular case. So we've considered all the different facts. We've got Rick's original opinion, what's happening with Barbara, checking this brochure, and he's saying, after all, or after all of that, and I've processed it and thought about it, he is changing his mind after hearing all these facts. So I first thought it wasn't a good idea, but maybe after I've heard all that, it's a good idea to take this course after all.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Rick is going to now go and do that and do some financial management, and learn lots more and go with Carrie on it. And maybe they won't have so many problems dealing with their department's small budgets. Okay, that brings us to the end of the conversation part of our TOEIC article. We're now going to go to today's For You chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question, we've talked about Rick and Carrie and their course on managing financial matters and financial management. What kind of courses are you most interested in taking and why? Give a reason.
That's a very, very good question. Well, living in a foreign country, of course, language courses are very useful. Chinese classes would be great if you're not from Taiwan. Japanese class, I know a lot of people like that, and I enjoy traveling in Japan, but it's quite a hard language to learn. So language courses are useful. Maybe a driving course.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to drive a car if you really want to be adventurous. A flying course so you learn how to fly an airplane.
That would be cool.
That could be fun. But maybe that's a bit expensive, and since I don't have an airplane, I don't know what I'd do with it. But how about a cooking course?
That would be good.
That could be good too.
I remember being in Thailand, and one of the places was offering a Thai cooking course.
Cool.
I just didn't have time to actually do it because we were leaving the day I found out about it.
That would be useful.
Why didn't I see that earlier?
Yeah, and it's not hard to find a lot of Thai food in supermarkets, so that would be a good one. Chinese cooking course. I have a friend who took one.
Wow.
She learned how to make 100 different dishes from memory. And apparently, if you pass the test, which was very difficult, it would be quite easy to get a job.
Like as a chef in a restaurant.
As a chef in a restaurant or a hotel after taking this course. So some courses are good for you personally, like a driving course or a language course, but others could lead quite quickly to a job.
Yeah, I would maybe take something that I would need to sort of improve at my job. I might take a course about proofreading and editing.
And
because there are special symbols used internationally for these things. I know quite a few of them, but if I took a course, I could get a qualification.
There you go.
And then I could show that and say, look, I'm qualified. I know how to use these things. Here's my proof.
There you go.
That might help me in the future. Okay. Or a creative writing course.
Ah, okay.
I write, but it's always good to learn new techniques and new ideas and kind of just keep getting better at things. So I might take that, and that would be both fun for me and useful. I would learn something. It wouldn't just be like, all right, I'm taking a class that I need to take. This is like, I need this. And I like this. It's
absolutely
a win double.
There you go. You can learn a lot of things by just practicing at home or watching videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, if you take a course, it's a little more planned. You have a teacher to answer your questions, and they'll help you really focus on the important things, so you might not waste so much time as if you sort of figure it out on your own. So, yeah, courses can be great. And just because you're out of school or it's the weekend doesn't mean you can't continue to study and learn. A lot of people say that lifetime learning is not only good for you, but it's good for your brain and keeps your brain in shape as you get older. So don't stop learning just because you leave school.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of today's article, but we'll come back tomorrow to learn a bit more about courses on today's topic of financial management and how to make a budget. Join us again for that tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye.
Take care.
Managing a department budget.
I just took a look at our department's budget for next year.
Me too. It's less than what we had this year.
It's disappointing, but sales haven't gone up. We'll just have to work within the new budgets now.
Speaking of that, I'm thinking about taking a management course about finances.
Really? What will the course cover?
Basically, it's about how to most effectively use a company budget. Do you want to take the course with me?
I think it sounds like a good course, but I know the basics. I can handle things just fine.
In my opinion, there's always something new we can learn. Barbara took the course last year, and her department is now always under budget and ahead of schedule. Here, just take a look at the course's brochure.
So that's why Barbara is so successful? I guess I could take this course after all.
Vocabulary review.
Budget. We have enough money in the budget for a big end of the year party. Disappointing. Janet's work last year was rather disappointing. It seems she wasn't trying hard anymore. Management. I'm not interested in management. I'd rather be a regular worker. Effectively. The company marketed itself so effectively that it soon had many orders coming in. Handle. That's Eileen. She helps handle pay for the company. Schedule. The workers in Tom's department are always complaining because their schedules are always too rushed.